Barbara, would you mind reading a portion? Is there a part that's one of your favorites? Would you mind reading a page or two?
Yeah, you know what? I will do that. I'll get the book.
Okay.
I'll just read the part where Paul finds the book. The book starts off and he's on a class trip to New York City. He's a senior in high school and he's with his girlfriend and they decide that they're going to go to Greenwich Village when they have a night off and she doesn't like it, but he really likes it and they have a fight and she goes back with the other people and he just takes off and he's wandering through the streets of the village. And one of the things he does is he walks into a bookstore. So here's where he finds the book. I found a battered copy of On the Road in a secondhand bookshop that night. There was a dark-haired guy on the cover, his hands in the pockets of his khaki pants, staring out at whoever might pick up the book with this look on his face like, I dare you to buy it. There were images surrounding him like a dream, people drinking, dancing, kissing, fighting, a car, a cactus, the shadow of a guy playing a sax. The bottom of the cover said, this is the Bible of the Beat Generation. I bought the book, stuck it in my jacket pocket, and headed toward the subway station. I started reading it on the train, stayed up half the night in the hotel lobby. I read during breakfast and on the train to Washington, D.C., only half aware that Kathy was punishing me for the night before by sitting with her girlfriends. When I finished it, I went back to the beginning and read it straight through again. It was so wild and beautiful, weirdly familiar too. Like Sal in the book, I saw things. I was moved by them. I remembered, for example, standing on the front porch of our house one summer night when some petroleum tanks at Standard Oil caught fire. I was maybe 8. The fire was miles away and widening, but we could see smoke billowing and orange flames shooting into the sky. Neighbors were slack-jawed on their porches, some crying, my own parents murmuring anxiously about how many people might be hurt or lose their jobs or even die. I was dazzled by the fire, my heart beating so hard I thought it would burst right out of my chest, looking, as if I were somehow responsible for capturing the spectacle of it forever. I wanted, like Sal wanted too. I didn't even know what I wanted. I just wanted. Maybe everything. It was like an ache sometimes, that wanting. I never mentioned it. There wasn't a single person in my life who'd have understood, even if I had been able to explain it, and I doubted I could. But lost in the pages of On the Road, I felt like myself, like the book knew who I was, knew what I wanted, and was speaking back to me somehow.